We've got the Rockies, we've got the Mets, and we've got Jay Bruce at the plate facing Tyler Chatwood with two on in the bottom of the first.
And Bruce hits one in the air to center field. That's deep. Back goes Black over the warning track. Back of the wall. Back in! Jay Bruce, dead central. 3-run homer is 24th, and the Mets jump out to a 3-0 lead.
There is some issue that has taken Tyler Chatwood out of this game after just a third of an inning.
1-1. Here's the pitch. Swing and a hard hit grounded towards first. Fair ball. Bruce has scored. Rivera hits third. He will score standing without a relay throw. Lucas Duda, two-run double, and the Mets have a 7-0 lead.
There's Lugo up for the second time, and he rockets one toward the gap in left center field,
headed back toward the wall. It's out of here! Seth Lugo with his first major league home run.
Silent treatment all the way. He handles it nicely. When does a silent treatment end? Lights. And now you see. 1-2 from Lugo. And Carco strikes out. And the curveball gets him looking. 5 strikeouts for Lugo, just one shy of his career high.
Here's the 0-1 to Reyes. Swing and a drive. Well hit to right. Forget it. Only question how far. Coca-Cola corner. Jose Reyes with his 9th home run of the year.
Terry Collins and the Mets able to pull it off against the Rockies on Saturday as they win 9-3. Here's Collins on the victory.
Pretty much more precautionary than anything, but he did feel something, you know, in his hip, so I just took him out, and we'll see where he's at tomorrow.
So he felt something in his hip from landing in the dirt. Yeah. Seth Lugo, up to this point, had some issues. First pitch strike, did you think that was as big a key as any today, getting ahead of the hitters?
Getting ahead of hitters. I really thought he kept the ball out of the middle of the plate today much better than he had the other day. He pitched very well. Changed speeds again, like we know he can do, and used his changeup effectively tonight. So it was a good outing for him. When we get well-pitched games, it certainly is a big difference.
Daniel?
Terry, what was going through your mind when you saw Cespedes dive for that ball and his knee went into the ground like that?
Well, I've seen those before to where I've really seen more hip jams and knee jams than anything. I wasn't really worried about any muscle strains, but I've seen a lot of guys go into soft turf and just kind of jam themselves. So, again, we'll just see how he is tomorrow. I doubt he's going to be in there tomorrow just as a precaution, but I thought he made a heck of a play out of it. So,
Wally?
Terry, I know you're hoping for the best with Cespedes tomorrow, but, you know, you talked about how important he is to the hopes of this team. If he's out for any length of time, can you guys survive that?
Well, again, we go back to 3 days ago where, when Michael Gutt came off the disabled list, everybody said, how are you going to get him on the lineup? We know these situations are going to happen, and so we'll get them there tomorrow. They'll all be in the lineup. And I don't think it's real serious with Cess, but certainly if he's out for a period of time, we'll just have to do the best we can. So do I think we can? Yeah. I mean, you have to. So,
Rich.
Terry, Jose continues to be hitting the ball well, not only a long ball late in the game tonight, but just good at bats. How much do you think is due to the work he's done with his swing, and how much do you think that's due to him playing shortstop?
Well, Rich, I think it's a combination of the two of them. You know, as I've said before, certainly nobody was more frustrated than Jose Reyes the way things got started this year. He was too good a player to continue it. He worked hard in the cages. He hit extra. But I think when we got him off third base, it just kind of eased it a little bit. Look, I'm happy out here. Don't have to worry about my defense because this is where I belong. And I think the bat came with it.
Series wraps up on Sunday. Jeff Hoffman will take the hill for the Rockies. He'll face Steven Matz.